So at the moment, I'm running two exhibitions simultaneously. When people ask me what sort of painter I am, it's not always easy to say because my style varies quite a bit. Sometimes my work is quite abstract and sometimes it's more realistic, depending on what it is I want to show at that particular time. In the one exhibition, it is entirely portraits, so full figure portraits of people I know, seated on various chairs, painted with acrylic paint on canvas. They all have the same size, the same format. And the idea here was to show several people, but without any context in terms of background, so that they're literally people on chairs, and there's no hint to their occupation or who they are. I wanted to create a kind of equality and anonymity, which is also why I only use first names for the picture titles. So that's the one exhibition. The other exhibition that's running at the same time is completely different, because for one thing, the paintings are much, much bigger. The portraits are all 50 by 40 centimetres, and the other pictures are all 90 by 80. And these are, how shall I put it, they're called fabulous fossils. They're mostly fossilised skulls of dinosaurs, apart from a couple of instances where there are whole skeletons of prehistoric creatures, painted in extremely bright, almost pop art style colours. Each is given a personality. So, for example, there is a Tyrannosaurus Rex skull, and the name which appears beneath the skull isn't the scientific name, but rather Samantha. And there's a Triceratops skull whose name is Angus. And the idea here is that each of these fossils was, at one point, a living creature that walked our planet with feelings and maybe thoughts, whatever they might have been. They were individuals, and I wanted to present them as such. So those are the two different exhibitions. But even there, that's not all I do. I also do printmaking lately as well, using a screen print technique, in which I'm also doing various different things, some sort of architectural type pictures, but also, again, from the animal world, so various penguins and birds. So to sum up, I suppose my style could be seen as figurative rather than abstract, but with leanings towards abstraction and with a little bit of pop art and surrealism. Definitely, I'm a big fan of David Hockney and Andy Warhol. That's probably the best way I can put it.